who will step up? I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We are now in the throes of the march through the winter sports tournament schedule, which saw our first champions crowned last weekend, with many more to come over the next five. It's an exciting time of year, and one which seems to write its own stories with tales of the expected, and especially the extraordinary or the unexpected, stories of which high school legends are made, even if it's the only time they ever take center stage in their athletic careers. The beauty of team sports is that every member of the team is important, not just the blue chip players who get way too much exposure and whack out everyone else's perspective trying to be like them. That's why I'll always remember Rory Bender from St. John's High School, a sophomore 125-pounder with an above-average record on the wrestling mat, who had the most arduous task in the 2010 Division II team wrestling final against Taylan Knobloch of Allegan to not get pinned against the number two wrestler in the state and give the Red Wings the team title. That match, as Bender went down time after time against the senior Knobloch, came down to its final moments, where rolled over on his back, Bender somehow avoided the dreaded sound of the slap and gave his team the victory. Bender won the title for his team because he did what he was supposed to do. He fulfilled his role. Who will step up and be this year's Rory Bender? Down 15 points with under 4 minutes to play, and its top two players fouled out in the 1956 Class D boys basketball title game, Chassel coach Ed Helikowski called timeout. One of his players told me how the coach called on those reserves left in the game, pointing at them saying, "You, and you, and you. We're going to pull this game out." And one of those players was sophomore guard Don Mattson, who capped the rally, scoring the game winner with seconds to play and finishing with an improbable finals record 25 points as Chassel won its first of three straight Class D crowns and kept a winning streak alive that would eventually reach 65 games, still a record in the state of Michigan. Who will step up and be this year's Don Mattson? It's hard to believe, but in about 40 years of girls basketball in our great state, only two championship games have been decided on buzzer-beating shots. The first came in 1999, when Kim Wilburn of Detroit Country Day drove the lane for a layup as time expired in a 49-47 thriller over Flint Powers Catholic. And 4 years ago, it was a layup by Kiana Dudley Thompson, which beat the clock, and Flint Hamity defeated St. Ignace in double overtime, 68-66. Is there a Kim Wilburn or a Kiana Dudley Thompson out there ready to step up this year? We'll find out. You can catch live video streams of the last 5 weekends of the march on the MHSAA.tv website. Just $14.95 gives you live access to finals in wrestling, competitive cheer, Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving, ice hockey, girls gymnastics, and basketball semifinals for girls and boys. Check it out at MHSAA.tv. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.